Let's turn now to the book of Hebrews, and we'll start in chapter 9. And what I'm going to share with you is just the first reason why Romanism is so deadly, why it's so abominably wrong. And that, of course, is the error of the mass. And just because Romanism is deadly, and just because there's some close friends of ours, and maybe even relatives that are involved, and maybe your neighbor, or maybe you're in a Bible study, just because of that, I don't want to be at all appearing light, because we're talking about the souls of individuals that we work with, that we live with, that we're related to, that we live around. And so therefore, I would, in the words of the Apostle Paul, relate to him when he said, by the space of 3.5 years, he said to the Ephesians, I did not cease to warn you. And he said, even with tears. If we really, really thought about it deeply enough, I think that all of us would weep for those who with their whole heart have a form of godliness, but by and large, the vast majority have denied the power. Now, I'm not saying there's not a single born-again Roman Catholic, but I would say it's in spite of Romanism. And if they at all are conscious of what the Bible says, and if they listen at all to the Mass, they will not stay a Roman Catholic. They will begin to make their departure. Because every time the Mass is performed, 200,000 times today, the Mass was performed at altars of Roman Catholic churches around the world. 200,000 times today. Every time the Mass is performed, the name of Jesus Christ, the character of Jesus Christ, the atoning work of Jesus Christ is blasphemed. You know, I said to someone this week, I was talking about it, I said, you know, you're recently married. I said, what would you think if your wife was deaf? And you walked into a room and everyone was smiling at your wife and was cursing her and disparaging her and blaspheming her. Would you continue standing in that room as they mocked her, and she was deaf to it? Of course not. Your wife, you love her. You would take her out of that setting. In fact, you would even be quite upset. I would be with my wife. If anybody treated her that way, talked that way, I would defend her at all costs. And yet, there are countless people who seemingly are deaf as they go to the Mass that I'm going to describe. And as they listen to the utter blasphemy that Jesus did not pay at all, that I do not all owe my salvation to him, that Jesus did a down payment, and I've got the mortgage, and I've got a lifetime to work it off. And even then, I won't be done paying for it. Which is, as the Apostle Paul said, another gospel, which is, those who preach it shall be accursed.